Marriage Week, as a way of celebrating and encouraging the institution of marriage, was established in Great Britain in 1996 and has since taken root in 10 more countries. At the time of its establishment, marriage was the last thing on Czechs' minds. The country had recently returned to democracy and young people were on the brink of discovering the world, living a Western life and developing successful careers, everything their parents had been unable to do for 4 decades. As a result, the tradition of marrying at 18 and having a baby within a year or two died a quick death. Marriage, at least marriage before one's 30s, became an unfavorable prospect, and many Czechs who embraced a single's lifestyle found they liked it too much to give it up or no longer knew how to go about changing their life.
Když jsem s někým chodila, tak to stejně jsem se připadala občas víc osamělá, než když jsem opravdu sama.
Já si myslím, že jsem jeden z mála lidí, který může dát rozumět.
Chci toho jen docela málo.
The trailer for a documentary film documenting the ups and downs of the singles lifestyle. Today, the number of marriages has dropped by half as compared to the communist 1980s. People tie the knot on average a decade later in life, close to their 30s. Even so, half of these marriages are destined to fail, most of them sooner rather than later. Although Czech views on marriage are not totally negative, there is a clear shift in people's perception of marriage. Only 14% of respondents said they consider it outlived. A surprisingly high number of women, 74%, still like the idea of entering into marriage at some point in the future, as they say. However, only 52% of men share this sentiment. 76% of respondents said they considered divorce an acceptable solution if the marriage has serious problems. In 1998, the Czech Republic joined other countries in celebrating Marriage Week as a conscious effort to change this trend. This year's motto was Marriage is an Art, a message prominent in the seminars, film screenings, concerts and debates held around the country. Marriage Week is co-organized by NGOs, churches and family centers. The event's chief organizer Petr Činčala explains the motivation behind it.
Tak týden manželství není způsob, jak chceme moralizovat.
We certainly don't want to moralize or force the idea of marriage on others. It's more a question of fueling debate and getting people to stop and think about what they can do for their marriage or their relationship.
The face of this year's Marriage Week is celebrity actress Ester Janečková, herself born out of wedlock.
Možná to bylo i proto, že jsem sama vyrůstala v neúplné rodině a hrozně mi ta rodina.
I was raised by my mom and I really miss not having a proper family. I couldn't wait to grow up and have a family of my own.
Takže jsem se těšila, až založím tu svoji.
Not all children from incomplete families arrive at this conclusion. According to Petr Činčala, many children born out of wedlock follow the same pattern and are extremely cautious about tying the knot.
Když přednáším ve škole, na základní škole, na druhém stupni, tak plno dětí.
When I lecture at primary school and talk to 14 to 15-year-olds, I find that those with a single parent are often extremely skeptical about marriage, and those who want to give it a try are convinced even at that age that it will only last for a while.
Manželství to není na dlouhou dobu, to je jenom na částečnou dobu.
Approximately 42% of Czech children are now born out of wedlock, either in a single-parent family or to people who are simply living together without having tied the knot. Many of them point out that if every second marriage breaks up, their chances of making the relationship work might be higher if they retain some degree of freedom. Marta Fenslová has a 2-year-old son with her live-in boyfriend.
Razítko, abychom byli šťastná rodina, opravdu nepotřebujeme.
I really don't think we need a marriage certificate to make us a family. I don't believe marriage keeps people together in any significant way.
Která by ten vztah jako držela nějak významněji pohromadě.
Psychologist Pavel Rau says there are several critical periods in any marriage that test the strength of the relationship.
Ta první krize je vlastně dost brzo po svatbě, protože většinou na začátku...
The first crisis period comes fairly soon in the marriage, when the novelty wears off. At first, partners go out of their way to meet each other's needs and are extremely selfless in this respect. But in time, people revert to some of their less attractive habits and no longer make so much effort on behalf of their partner. This is the period where we have to accept our partners for who they are and respect them, but also to feel free to be ourselves.
According to statistics, many Czech marriages never make it past this point. The most divorces happen between the second and fifth year of marriage. For those who do make it, there are other hurdles to cross. Accommodating to big changes, financial problems, health problems, midlife crisis, and not least the oft-cited empty nest syndrome. Petr Cinčala says that while in the past, when divorce was not considered an option, people found the strength to overcome these problems, today married couples often part over the first serious discord.
In the past, people felt an enormous responsibility to make their marriage work, and there was a great deal of social pressure on them to do so. They often stayed together against all the odds because they felt it was their duty to do so and that it was best for their children. They got married for better or for worse, and many didn't even consider divorce as a possibility. Today, people perceive marriage very differently. It must bring them satisfaction. If it doesn't satisfy all their needs, emotional, sexual, and so on, or give them freedom and allow them to grow, they think they deserve better and opt out. People's attitude to marriage has definitely changed.
Psychologist Pavel Rao says that while wanting a good life for oneself is perfectly in order, often people leave a good and promising relationship at the first sign of trouble because they see marriages breaking up all around them.
Of course, there are problems that leave you no other option. Divorce is often unavoidable in cases of domestic violence, alcohol abuse, or gambling. But I really think that many marriages that end up in a blind alley can actually be saved and that they're worth saving. If the couple made the effort and gave their marriage a second chance, it'd take them further and save them the stress of going through a divorce.
Uchránil by se mnoha stresů, které rozvod představuje.
The Czech Republic celebrated Marriage Week for the seventh time in a row this year. Whether the events have made Czech couples any the wiser is not clear. Finding the secret to a happy marriage is clearly not easy. But there could be one pointer for those who really want to increase their chances of success. According to statistics, the highest number of divorces is in the northwestern regions of the Czech Republic, specifically in Karlovy Vary and Ústí, and the highest marriage success rate appears to be in Vysočina, Zlín and southern Moravia.
Daniela Lazarova ending that edition of Panorama.